Marlowe, woke corporations are apparatchiks doing propaganda for the Beijing regime. By Pam Key on July 28, 2021. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, said Wednesday on Newsmax TV's Rob Schmidt Tonight that American corporations like Coca-Cola have essentially become apparatchiks doing propaganda for the Beijing regime. Schmidt said, "Yeah, sure. Coca-Cola, one of the companies that condemned the Georgia voting law, standing up for China now, I mean, what a moment this is." Marlowe said, "This is such an important moment. I'll tell you, when I wrote the book, really one of the major parts of it was just realizing how embedded our media conglomerates are with the Chinese Communist Party in Beijing. We're seeing that the woke corporations that are guiding so much of our culture at this time, that are forcing places like, you know, Major League Baseball to move the All-Star game from majority black Atlanta to Denver, Colorado." He continued, "These exact corporations are the ones you could take a bold stand, a brave stand, stand up to communist China that is genocide in human beings, that is interning people, that is organ harvesting. There's no human rights, that imprisons or disappear journalists. They could take a stand right now with these Olympics and say we will not participate if they take place in China. Instead, you get this lying straight through their teeth. These people are essentially apparatchiks doing propaganda for the Beijing regime." He added, "They're so afraid of losing access to the Chinese market that they are willing to sell their souls, and that's literally what they're doing. And if you work for these corporations, here is the harsh reality, you are sadly part of it. This is something where there needs to be internal pressure the same way there's been internal pressure for these organizations to not, you know, advertise on conservative websites or things like that. Or stand by things that go against the woke social justice warrior status quo of 2021. The Chinese people are suffering, and people can stand up to these businesses right now and do something very meaningful." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.